It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another episode of Opinions Matter, Ireland's, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. Now, what does that mean? Well, most podcasts you listen to are just the presenters talking among themselves or to guests. Not this podcast. This podcast has live callers. We record it every day from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. That's where we are right now recording today's edition of Opinions Matter. And I want to say a big thank you to the guys from the White Sands Hotel for putting up with us every day. And if you are out this way, can I just recommend you pop into the Oasis Bar and have a portion of their chicken wings. Their chicken wings, we can actually smell them because our studio is located near the kitchen, and the smell of chicken wings at the moment is just, oh yes. So White Sands Hotel, the Oasis Bar, if you're ever out this way, why not pop in and say hello. I also want to give a shout out to our show sponsor and the sponsor of today's podcast, the Snail Box Restaurant. If you haven't been to this restaurant yet, you need to get your ass down there. It's just outside of Ashburn in County Meath. It's known for its mouth-watering food. Don't take my word for it. Read the reviews. People love the Snail Box Restaurant. It's more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. And they also have a great collection of different things, including a ball that was used by Pelé. They also have one of the world's biggest baseball cap collections, and the menu is absolutely amazing. Great starters, great main course, great dessert, and great food for children as well. That is the Snail Box Restaurant in Ashburn. Tell them that we sent you. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? It's a relationship topic, and it's one which I'm sure we've all had to face, because at some stage in the relationship you will ask your partner, or maybe they will ask you about life before you met them and how many partners you had. And we all have a number. Whether or not you want to share that number is completely your business. But according to this guy, Gary, who sent us this WhatsApp last night, the worst thing you can possibly do in a relationship is to share the number of previous partners you had. And I'll read out Gary's message. It's got huge reaction on our Facebook page, and we're going to have a great debate about it on this podcast. This would make a good topic on your podcast, says Gary. You're right, Gary, it would. Because it ruined my relationship. I was with this girl for the last 4 months, and we got on great. It was actually going places. Anyway, a week ago, we got talking about sex, and she told me that before she met me, she had over 20 sexual partners. She couldn't even remember the exact number, to be fair, which disgusted me for someone who's only 31. I'm just going to write it down and try and work out the maths for that. 31, okay, and 20 partners. He goes on to say, compared to my 5, so he has had 5. Anyway, I couldn't look at her the same way, and I even got turned off sexually, so we broke up. Your topic should be that it's a big mistake to find out, because no man would stay with a woman with that high number. No way, never. Debate this, lads, says Gary. Now, we are debating it, Gary, but I have to say, your line about saying that no man will stay with a woman that's had over 20 sexual partners is a lie, because there's lots of women who've had more partners than that. Some of them are married and some of them are in relationships. So some men will hang around regardless of how high that figure is. Now, she's aged 31 and she's had 20 sexual partners. So presuming she started having sex at 70, you know, because today she started at 70, just trying to work out the maths here. So that's 14 years. So she's sexually active for 14 years. And she's had over 20 sexual partners. So when you break that down, that is less than 2 a year. So 2 partners a year. Now, is that a lot? Probably not when you look at it that way. Would it be a turnoff for most people? I think it would. And if I'm being honest, myself as well. Now, if it was for a one-night stand, I'd say fair enough. But for someone to settle down with, I get where he's coming from. It must be a male thing, is it, Katie? Is it a male thing?
No, I wouldn't want to be with a man with loose morals.
Well, she doesn't have loose morals. She just
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. We're all sexually liberated, blah, blah, blah. It's 2024. Still have some respect for yourself. You don't have to sleep around.
Well, she didn't sleep around. She had
31 men in what, one per year? How old is she?
2 years. Yeah, 2 years. She's 31. Yeah.
Okay. And look, everybody has different levels of self-respect and stuff. And obviously hers is a little bit lower, and that's fine. But I personally prefer somebody who's, you know.
What, a virgin?
No. Just maybe not as easy.
Well, who's saying she's easy?
Too many a year, I'd say.
Oh, okay. So you can understand why he...
I'd be turned off by it. Fine for one night stand, you know. You've obviously learned a few tricks. You're fine. Make sure it's clean. Use a condom, everything else.
Yeah.
Would I want to get into a relationship? No. And I know people are going to say it's in the past, but let's not lie here. It doesn't change your perception.
So when you think of this woman and she has 31 notches on her belt, do you think, oh my God, that's absolutely disgusting?
How old do you say she is?
She's 31 and she has over 20. She's not sure of the exact number.
When I read it, I kind of think, ugh.
Really?
Hey, everybody's been there. No. When I hear it, yeah, no,
Jesus,
I do.
So much for women sticking up for themselves.
Oh, no, look, we're all set. No, I'm not. Listen, she's...
You're literally slut-shaming her.
I'm not slut-shaming her. There's nothing wrong with being a slut if that's what makes you happy.
But you're not going to be able to settle down with a man as long as you...
You will, but he would be of the same mind, I would think, that he's probably been around the block as well. I don't think... A man with serious self-respect wants to bring someone home who's...
Well, the parents are going to find out how many sexual partners she had. Stay there for a second, because women are annoyed with you already, Katie. Jonathan, what do you think of this?
It's a big number, isn't it, for the girl of her age?
I think it is, yeah.
It's commitment issues and all involved. She's been with so many partners. Now, either she's going out for 3 months here or 4 months there or whatever, you know. It's a commitment issue thing to begin with, I would say, but it's a big number of people. And it's probably our girlfriends all going, you go, girl. But when you go into the real world, men don't want to be dealing with that.
What do you mean they don't want to be dealing with? But she's experienced.
Like you said yourself, Jeremy, would you, if she told you it was 20 plus and she can't even remember the number?
No, I personally myself, that wouldn't...
Neither would I.
No,
neither would I.
No, I wouldn't. Know, yeah, so. But the two of us are going, Jesus, who's coughing in the background there?
That's not me, it's your end.
Oh, it's not me. Something's going on. I have a cough, but it ain't me today.
I agree with you that for girlfriend material, that would not be for me.
It wouldn't be, no. Except for even settling down, but no, you couldn't, you know. Great for a bit of fun, grand, whatever, that's the end of it. But no, it wouldn't be my cup of tea, you know.
Why, though?
It's icky, isn't it?
It is icky. No.
It is icky. It's just, look, and again, if that's why she wants to live her life, that's like, fine, but...
It's a thing of like, nobody likes to think they're with someone who's easy. You know, you like to think you have somebody who has thinks a bit about themselves and, you know, has a bit
you
of dignity.
You want to chase it a little bit, don't you? You want to put the effort in,
Yeah.
No, lads, I'm sorry. I think that's wrong to suggest that this ex-girlfriend is easy just because she's slept around a lot. That doesn't mean she's easy. It just means she likes sex.
But it's with a lot of different people.
It is with a lot of different people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, you said yourself, Jeremy, you wouldn't touch it. You know, so if she told you and you knew going in, you wouldn't go near
her.
You know what I'm going to say?
So it is because you would think she's easy.
No, it's not because
The problem is, Jeremy, the problem is, right, in the world we're living in now, we're going on about everyone with their loose morals and all that. It's great for girls to go, I'm independent, I can do what I want, blah, blah, fucking blah. But when it comes into the light of day, and then it's found out. Look, she thought she was going to be with this bloke. She fell from whatever. And then she told him the truth about herself. And he went, oh, I want nothing to do with that. You know, so you can have all the fanfare in the background if you want. You go, girl. You independent woman. Yay, whatever. But when it boils down, when you get a serious lad that wants a serious relationship with you, and then the skeletons come out of the closet, you know, so it's icky.
So if there's women listening to this, well, there are women listening to this show right now who've had probably more than that, you're saying...
I'm just saying there'll be consequences for their actions when they come out and say it, you know. Or they won't, but then that... Like, they might find a lad that's okay with that, fair enough. Good luck to the two of you. How much his life's hopes are happy, but I say that's a very small number of men.
Is it Vivian says, what if the bloke had over 20 people? Fuck off. I think it'd be exactly the same.
No, it wouldn't. So
no, I think women would actually probably be more likely to have a problem with it than men.
Oh, this should be interesting. Sexist Trevor. I just saw your comment.
Good afternoon.
I saw your comment the private message you sent on Facebook. Can we have this conversation? No, it's not funny. Can we have this conversation without you being disrespectful towards women, please, if that's possible? Because you do have a wife. You have daughters, I assume, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so try and be respectful. What do you want to say?
Okay, let's start this off nice. Good afternoon, Mr. Dixon and Motley.
Oh, yeah, very good. I did say start right. off respectful.
First of all, I call bullshit on the whole 20.
What do you mean?
You what's the old adage? You take our number and then multiply it by 3.
Oh, you believe it's higher than that?
Oh, I'd say it's a lot higher. Lad, you ever, I'm assuming you've heard of people doing sperm donations. Well, she sounds like a sperm collector.
Okay, I said, that's not even funny. I told you to be respectful towards this girl. And as a father...
I haven't mentioned anybody in particular. I'm just saying anybody with that high of a number seems to be a walking cum bucket.
Well, we don't call women cum buckets, Trevor. Do we? Are we that childish? Are we that immature?
Well, I've never mentioned a particular gender, but like, okay. Could be male, could be female, you know what I mean? You want that high of a number? You want your bed post looking like a bleeding gun firing range rather than matches on it, then you know what I mean? Go ahead, do it, but don't expect anybody to be liking it.
Now, I've heard you say before on this show that you were quite the player back in the day before you met Mrs. Trevor. How many notches are on your belt?
Well, mine probably looks like a bleeding firing range, to be honest.
Ah, you see, there we go, Katie. No, but I told you that. So, there you have Trevor, who's...
Yeah, but I don't divulge that.
No, but it doesn't, but I'm
not going to tell me, miss. I'm like, my missus doesn't even know how many I had before her.
Well, is it double figures?
Higher than that.
So it's treble figures?
Yeah, low trebles.
Low trebles. Jesus, it's like a maths game. Yeah. So low
multiply it by 3. So are you saying you've been with 90 women?
No, we've seen treble figures, so it's over 100. But not over 200. So you've been with...
Yeah, imagine me turning around telling me Mrs. Dapple, I think she wouldn't run for the hills.
So okay. If you're on a night out...
If I'm dipping my wick in someone else's oil over 100 times, you think my missus would stick around? Like any bloke's going to stick around for a board who's been had her oil changed more than 60 times? Nah, good luck. I'd say she's bleeding, was flowing out of her mouth at this stage.
And does it bother... Would it bother you to find out, like, do you know the number for Mrs. Trevor?
Yeah, well, she told me, yeah.
So
and it was any high, it was a high number. Nah, she'd be gone. I wouldn't be with a board like if she was 31 had.
And how many was it? If you don't mind me asking.
5 sexual partners.
How many was it? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm not going to do one on the podcast, but it's a reasonable enough number that I can accept it. But if it was any higher than what it was, I wouldn't pay for that.
But it's obviously less than 5.
Like,
it's obviously less than.
Yeah. I'll say less than. But like, imagine turning around. And she goes, I'm 30, but I've had 40 sexual partners in my life, a couple of one night stands, 3 orgies, and a gangbang. You know what I mean? No, thanks.
Okay, can you see the double standards that someone like you, who's been so sexually active throughout your life, doesn't want to be judged for the amount of sexual partners you've had, which is over 100. Yet you have an issue with your wife having more than 5.
No, at the end of the day, Jamie, you want to judge me, but don't expect me like, to be turning around saying, oh, you should
no,
be...
No, sorry, I'm not judging, sorry, no,
like,
no,
if
no.
She turned around and said...
I'm not judging you, you're judging women. You literally called...
So if you were in a nightclub or a pub and you got talking to a woman and it came up in conversation, you know, and she was like, oh, what's your magic number? You asked her, and if she said, let's say, 15, 20, like, what would go through your head? What would you think?
Me?
Yeah.
She's had more Mickey than Disneyland. Not a help us. No, I couldn't do it because, like, would you like to be going in there and saying, like, imagine dipping into a board and she goes in and goes, oh, well, I had 3 last night and you're the 4th today? No, good night.
So hang on, all the women that you...
Probably doesn't even use protection, for God's sake.
But yeah, but hang on a second. All the women, and I doubt it very much that it's 100, but yeah, the 100 women that you claim you've had sexual relations with, yeah? How do you know that how do you know that... Were they all virgins?
No, well, in my case, I bagged up, like, but at the end of the day, they didn't need the cotton swabs to clean themselves out. They were clean enough, you know?
That's not the point I'm making. It's not about being clean or dirty or whatever. What I'm saying is, were they all virgins, all these women you had sex with?
I couldn't tell you. Well, I couldn't say for every single one of them, no.
Oh, so you may have slept with a woman who, quote, which is disgusting, was a cum bucket.
But do you not see this? Do you not see what you just said, Jamie?
What?
Between your text and what I'm saying is, I didn't know. This fella knows. So if a girl turns around and says a high number is high, then sorry, you're listening. If you're a walking sperm collector or a cum bucket, no, go away. I don't want to be kissing the mouth that's been sucking on 24 cocks over the last 3 days, you know what I mean?
Stay there for a second, Trevor. He's such a gentleman. God, those women must feel so lucky. It'd be great if we got one of them on the podcast now.
But this is like, do you know when you're a teenager and you're like, oh, I was on holidays and I met a board and I rode this board. And
yeah.
Like, that's... So people, they say multiply it. I'd say for the Trevenator, I'd say you divide it by what, 10?
I doubt you could find 100 women that would find that sort of attitude ever. Here's Darren.
Fucking Hugh Hefner there, is it? The fucking tide wouldn't take him out. Jeez, I'd say he just got pure brazzers.
Yeah, did you pay for it, Trevor? Did you?
Well, listen, on a previous podcast, Dan said something about me, but my man should have swallowed me. His dad should have just sprayed him across his man's back, and no, I never paid for sex.
Lovely. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Gloria. How are you, Gloria?
How are you?
What do you make of this? So, Trevor wouldn't be with his wife if she had been with more... Sorry, what was it? More than five. So if you had found out that she had more than five, you wouldn't have married her.
Yeah, no, not at all. Jesus Christ, no way. Imagine walking down the town and every bloke's like, yeah, had a bit of whore.
Talk about fragile ego. What do you make of that, Gloria?
Well, if you loved someone that, you wouldn't mind. But I wouldn't be... Why do women tell men that, you know? That's their past. No, I think, like, if he's married to her, he knows her, you know, but her past doesn't, you know, mean anything.
What, it shouldn't matter, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many have you had her, do you mind telling us?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, you don't...
Straight to
well,
us?
No, yeah.
No, I wouldn't be able to say that now. I wouldn't be a person that would be going on like that.
No, but is it a high number or a low number? Just say
high. For a low.
No, it's a low number.
So you might stand a chance with Trevor, but if it was like...
No, what I'm saying is, if you meet somebody, right, and you don't tell them before, so you have to be going with them and dating them and you get married, like... What's your past got to do with that? That's gone. Like,
well, it does. Men have a problem with it. That's the thing, Gloria. Men do not want to be... And I think there's a lot of men giving messaging in, giving out yards about Trevor. And I think you're all hypocrites because I think deep down... Casey, would you agree?
They all wish they could be Trevor.
No, deep... Yeah, well, yes. And deep down... Well, no, I don't wish I could be Trevor. No, but deep down, no man wants to be in a relationship with a woman who's been around the block that many.
Any woman would be the same. But let me ask Trevor. Trevor, when you say 100 people, are you counting plastic dolls in this?
And here we go with the insults. Okay, I've never done anything like that. I have no need to lie. I have no need to lie about my number. I don't care if anyone believes me. And Jamie, that lady on the phone sounds like she's from yesteryear, so she probably has a low number. But the girl from this day and age...
What do you mean yesteryear? What age are you, Gloria?
I'm doing...
What age are you, Gloria?
Oh, well, I'm in my 50s anyway.
She's in her 50s.
There you go.
What do you mean?
Jamie, I'm not insulting Gloria. I'm saying that she has respect, you know? I mean, she's from a time of respect. The girls never don't. You're telling me you go into a nightclub and look at all the girls and that skimpy little shit and think, ah, she has respect for herself? Nah. They're going into the jacks of the blokes and sucking them off and then going out for a refresher and they're bad.
Sorry,
do you know what it comes down to? Young women to be looking for love and you meet this fella and he's... Now, I swear to God, there's a lot of young ones nowadays looking for affection and love from youngsters and they're not giving it. So they're obviously going to be vulnerable and...
No, but the girls are giving everything else, though, aren't they?
Oh, no. Most of the people with suffer mental health these days and they're all very vulnerable.
Oh, for God's sake, here we go.
You know.
Sorry, what
are you saying, like?
So hang on, Gloria. Are you claiming that women are sleeping with loads of men because of their mental health?
No. What I'm saying is, there is some women do are very vulnerable and look for love. And they do go steady with a fella, say, and then it breaks up. They're not going to stay single. They're going to keep moving on until they will find somebody, you know? I think there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just the way it happens.
Yeah,
you know?
What is wrong with it, Trevor, when you think about it? What is wrong with a young single woman just playing around as much as she can?
And once upon a time, there was a girl who fell asleep and a man came along and kissed her. Oh, wait, we don't live in fucking fairy tales. The girls these days aren't looking for love. They're going out, throwing it around. They're wider than bleeding Grattan Street. And then... they expect a fella to stay with them.
So are you giving out about women being wider than Grafton Street? Yeah, if your dick fell off, it'd probably walk across the room on its own.
Well, it does ask me for a refresher course the odd time, you know.
No, I'm just saying, your dick would probably grow legs. It's been around so many times. So less
probably would, Jeremy. But at the end of the day, I'm not spreading it around telling people my number. You know what I mean? I didn't do that in my youth either.
You're literally a male.
That's why I have who I have.
But you were literally a male slapper. You're judging. You're on here judging women about their sexual exploits, yeah. And you are literally a male slapper with a dick that's probably
these
riddled.
Women, these are fictitious.
Yes, but Jeremy. Me and this is the point. I didn't go around bragging my number to everybody and then totally blacklist myself and getting into a relationship like what this girl done. She's the airhead who done that.
What do you mean bragging? You've spent the last 10 minutes going, oh, it was 100, it was over 100. But
yeah, but now, Jeremy, I'm married and everything, so it doesn't really matter now, you know.
And now he never gets to
only
ride.
One woman for me now until she stops footing out.
Oh, Stay there for a second, please, Trevor. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. We're talking about Gary's situation. He broke up with his girlfriend when he found out what a high number of previous partners she had. It was over 20. She's only 31. So a 31-year-old with over 20 lovers was just too much for him. I think men have a very fragile ego, and I count myself in that as well. You know, men see, and I'm, if I'm wrong, lads, you can come in here and correct me. Men, when they think of women, they see two types of women. They see the kind of woman that they want to shag on the night, yeah? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Would you agree? Then they see the woman and go, mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to have a one-night stand with her. I'd say she's raring to go, yeah? And then they see the woman that I'd like to have kids with that woman, yeah? And
well, who wants a woman who can walk across O'Connell Street both sides at the same time?
As a woman, you should be having a bit more respect for her. And what about whatever happened to women's choices, though, Katie?
Personally, listening to Trevor, you know, you sound like definitely none of these women are fictitious. It sounds like everything you're saying is definitely true. And I mean, you sound like an all-around great guy, and I think your wife is very, very lucky to have you.
There you go, Trevor.
Well, take the tongue out of your cheek, Katie, will you?
Okay, stay there for a second. We've just got a message from a woman called Maureen, and I believe what I've been told, JJ, everybody has to sit down for this one. It's a Maureen rant, and this may offend a few of you. Have a listen to what Maureen has to say. Oh my God, I'm dying for this. No, sorry. Ah, it's after crashing.
Did JJ block her?
What do you mean, did he block her? Oh, here she is. Maureen, you there?
I am absolutely shocked by what I'm hearing on the show today. I fully, fully agree with that man in his ending of that relationship. I think that is absolutely disgraceful that that woman would have had 20 partners. I have two daughters. I was very honest with them about my waiting for marriage with their father, and we speak often about what is respectful and right and how to conduct yourselves, and they are very honest with me, and they have each had one partner and one alone. 20 partners. It's disgusting. That woman needs help. It has she no respect for herself? And could she not close, as they would have said in back when I was young, close her legs? I cannot believe that. I absolutely, that is shocking. Anybody who has had, any woman who has had more than 3 or 4 partners over the course of the lifetime is a glorified prostitute.
And oh,
is that what I think it is?
It's different for men.
I don't know.
We all know that.
No, but is that what I think?
Hang on,
any woman who has had 3 or 4 partners like that, that's what it is. That's what she is.
Sorry, well, I just need to confirm if this is the person I think it is. JJ, can you send me the number that message just came in? I just want to cross-check something. I want to see if this is who I think it is.
There's a lot.
And if this is, then this makes a whole lot of fucking sense.
Okay, there's no need to curse, but
sorry, but I'm gobsmacked that this, if it is who I think it is, has actually contacted the show. Because usually this person contacts the show
okay,
after.
Okay, you can tell me in a second.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, we'll see,
stay there for a second. We need to take a quick break. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. Maureen's message is just after. I need to, thank God I am sitting down. Jeez, there was a lot in that, wasn't there? So what did she say?
Fuck! Same number! sure.
Okay, we'll have a look now. Hang on. Don't go away. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jay, how are you? What do you want to say on this?
You're talking about trying your arse to do them, you know that, don't you?
Why?
Well, on one hand, you're saying it's not for you and a girl with a high body count. And then on the other back and cheek, you're going, you go, girl, sleep with what you want. Men are shallow. No, which is it?
No, the point I made was...
Which is it, Jeremy? No, you know you. You know you. You just don't want to upset women. That's all it is. You're there. I'm for the women. The women are power to the women. Power to... But just not my women.
Yeah, but that's okay to say that. I said yes. No. You're not listening to what I'm saying. What I said was... if a woman wants to have 60,000 sexual partners, that is her choice. I wouldn't judge her for that, but she's not going to be my kind of woman.
But then you're saying men are shallow for having them standards. They're called standards, Jeremy. Are we not allowed to have standards? I don't want to be walking down the road with a girl and not knowing what clothes are around me. I don't want to walk in. Jeremy, how would you feel walking into a nightclub with a girl or a pub with a girl and the barman knowing her by name and having her tab ready for her? What would you think?
Okay, if that was a yes, if that happened, I'd be like, okay, that's obviously, yeah, that's a
come
red.
On.
Yeah, no, that's a red.
Jeremy, the modern woman today have more meetings in Dixon than an Irish phone book.
And so is,
the average 19-year-old girl has slept with 3-4 times more men than your mother and grandmother together. And we're calling it empowerment and liberation for women. It's not. We're telling women if you strip off on OnlyFans, it's empowering. It's not. You're just a sex worker on the internet. And the new pimp is the men who own these companies. You don't walk these up and down the streets anymore. If you've convinced you to go into a room, set up a load of cameras for money, men will pay you the price of a bloody McDonald's burger, and you think you are empowered and this, that, and the other. By the time you are 40, nobody wants you. You're a trailer trash, unfortunately. And real men
You don't hold women in very high regard.
No, you know, so when you're out there now and you see what's going on, and it's just, I get a lot of the information from my older son, and he's telling me how girls are. He's telling me he knows girls, and he's 3 and 4 fellas that take them out for dinner. And he's no problem sleeping with them, but he won't commit to any of them. So she'll have a fella for Sunday night, she'll have a fella for Tuesday night. And there's girls jumping down here, oh, you go, girl. But you go forward 20 years' time. You're going to be left on your own. You know what I mean? No serious man will want you. And you're right, Jeremy. We do have two women. We have the woman that's out in the nightclub, that's the good time party girl, and then we have the girl we want to introduce to our mammy. And they're not the same girl. They never are. Because we don't want a party girl. We want a party girl when we're 19 to probably 25 and we're out on the nightclubs. But when you're ready to settle down and you're ready to hopefully have a family as a man and you want to have a house and build something around you, you don't want a party girl that you don't know if you're away for a night who's in there with her. And the internet has made it too easy for girls now.
All you've done in the last 5 minutes that you've had your little rant... Listen to me. All you've done for the last 5 minutes in your little rant was give out about women that are promiscuous. Don't start with men, because
it's different from men and women. Jeremy, when are we going to get back to basics? Men and women are wired differently. Yes, we are. Okay, it's so easy for the fella just to unzip, do it there. He has no emotional attachment to that. Okay, it's a means to an end because we have testosterone. It's different for women. God. That's why women can't rape men, because there's no penetration. Okay, it's the women that have to lie down and let the man come inside them. It's the women that have to bear the brunt of the pregnancy. It's the women that have to bear the brunt of most of the STIs. And women don't know how many other women men have been with. So yes, it is different for men and women, because a man, all he has to do is get a baby boy, boom, dispatched home, the job is done. But that's biology. That's just the bare utter truth of it. It's a woman that has to take off her clothes and lie in the back of a car. Not a man, Jeremy. We have to bring our daughters up to respect themselves, respect their bodies. They are the gatekeepers of what we want most. All men want is fucking sex. Okay, and we'll tell a woman anything she wants to hear to get that. We're animals at the end of the day, Jeremy, and that's what it is. It's all about procreation and going forward and spread. I mean, in the olden days, in the animal days, it was all about having the strongest lion going through. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Okay, but Jay, did you, like, have you been in a coma since 1980? Like, welcome to...
No, don't give me that. Oh, don't give me that. Oh, you're a caveman.
You are a caveman.
Jeremy, do you want to meet number 15 boyfriend of your daughter? And she's not even 28. Your daughter's still living at home. She's 28, yeah? She's been sexually active since she's, let's hope, 17, if she's been a good girl. Most of us now, most girls now are 15 or live in my virginity. Do you want to meet boyfriend number 15 coming down the stairs on a Saturday morning? You don't even know his name. No, you don't. We all want our daughters to respect themselves, and that's all I'm saying. Respect yourself. Don't think you're a
but no mention about the man.
Woman.
No mention about
well,
the man. It's
I mean,
all
men
about
are assholes. Men are assholes when it comes to sex, Jeremy. We're not the ones that are left with the babies. I keep telling you this. You can tell the women to go, oh, men should cover up, men should cover up. Don't even tell you their real name on your one-night stand. Why do you think you can't put a name on the birth cert? Who's left carrying the baby if you don't know the man and the number, the man's name and the number of the man you slept with? You're left carrying the baby, not the men. And then who picks up the tab? The Irish taxpayer. Because if a woman gets pregnant and she doesn't want to name the father, what do? We put her on a housing list, we give her social welfare, we give her a medical card. If she doesn't want to have an abortion, we'll pay for it. She doesn't want to name the father, don't worry about it. We'll pay for it.
I have to say,
so yeah,
Jay,
it's time we taught our girls. It's time, sorry, Jeremy, it's time we taught our daughters. And this is down to men, because women can't raise children. They'll teach women, girls, you don't need a man in your life. You do what you want, girl.
Jay, what if some women...
So some rant, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. Fair play, because, wow, oh my God.
Yeah. I fired really daughters, Katie, sorry, Katie, I have five daughters, right?
No.
I have five daughters, yeah. I have five daughters, and I've had no teenage pregnancies in my house.
I have one grandson, and she's with the same boy since she was in school.
Excellent.
I agree with a lot of women, but what about some women who just like to have a ride?
There's always going to be we used to call them diesel queens back in the day. You'd see them standing at the edge of town on a Friday night,
so
picking up a truck driver.
Women only want sex for reproductive reasons and for love and emotion.
I mean, sex is great, but you don't flaunt it around like you're throwing confetti at a fucking wake or at a wedding. You know, I mean, it's meant to be something nice between a man and a woman. And honestly, Katie, you will agree with this. If a girl's jumping in and out of bed with Evie, she gets herself a name. You'll never ever take her home to your mammy. Okay, we don't give out about blokes. Because it's easy for blokes.
You have to give out about blokes, because for every woman that loves dick, there's a man who loves the pussy.
An old man talking sex terms, it's actually giving me the
Well, I'm not an old man for a start. Sorry, Jeremy.
Not left with the baby, Jeremy. Jeremy, we're not left carrying the babies.
What are you talking about?
The baby. Sorry, are you for real? Are you having a laugh? What babies am I talking about?
Well, babies are made every time a couple has sex. Stay there for a second, please, Jay, because Anthony, you're dying to get on there. What do you want to say about what you've heard for the last 5 minutes? The most bizarre rant I've ever heard on this show.
Boys, you got your money's worth out of him today.
Jesus Christ.
A bike. Like, listen, he made it. One of the comments that riled me up there was like, a woman can't rape a man. Well, like, what land does that fella live in?
It's not in the statutes. Come here, it's not in the law books, and you can check it up. Rape can only be defined by penetration. That's in the law. That's in the law, mate.
Yeah, okay. There's loads of stuff that's written in the law.
Well, by the way, you'd assume oral rape then is rape, Jason, yes?
Rape is rape, but if you're going by the definition of law, from what I read up on, definition of rape is a man on a woman. There is no definition from a woman on a man, and it's all to do with penetration.
Okay, go on, Anthony.
But away from the penetration, Jeremy's just exactly, he's read my mind there. Oral rape is a thing. Like, what happens if a girl in the opposite side, date rapes you? And then gives you a blowjob, puts her finger up your ass, does whatever he wants to do with you.
That's called sodomy. That's called sodomy. It's still not called rape. Unfortunately, that's the law. Sorry for cutting across. I'm trying to reverse an ethic, so I really have to go. But maybe a solicitor can clear that up for me. I was always led to believe that's the way it was. I looked it up once, just for a friend of mine.
It was one of your five daughters.
What do you mean? If it wasn't one of my
you found out that your daughter's boyfriend had drugged her and went down on her, and you found out about that.
Oh, that's right. No, sorry. That's different. When it's a male and a female, it's all classes, right? I think the other way around, I think it's class different. You'd want to get it to this round. If I had done that to my daughter, mate, he wouldn't be going to a fucking court. I can tell you that now.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. No, mate, I'm sorry if I came across like I was badgering women. I'm trying to say women want to start taking control of it again and start respecting themselves more.
Well, how about men need to keep their dick in their pants? How about that?
No, men never will, because we've testosterone running through our bodies.
And women...
Okay.
And women
that's
have
not our fault. That's when we were born.
Anthony, do you not think that attitude is very stuck in the dark ages, what he's saying?
It's a bit outdated. I understand his point of view is that, yeah, we are, men and women are built in a certain way, as men are obviously, we are, as he said, like animals, in, you know, we're raw, we don't have any emotional attachment to anything. It's sex, it's just sex, where obviously when we meet the right woman, it's not just sex, it's then you obviously want to settle down, introduce her to mammy and so on. But if we're out in the nightclubs, I would agree
again,
that
if I'm ever born again, just listening to Jay there, nothing against Jay, but what he was saying there about men, I'm coming back as a lesbian. I'm actually just going to go full lesbian. I don't care, because if that's the way he sees men and that's how all men are, really, like, I mean, I'm not naive, but yeah, I'm coming back as a lesbian.
Okay, well, Anthony, let me put that question to you. That Gary posed when he found out she had 20 previous partners, he ran for the hills. Was he wrong or was he right?
He's right. I hate to say it. He's right. Like, me personally, if my partner had 20 partners before me, I wouldn't be intimidated or anything like that. I just think that it is down to, that's not the type of woman that I would want to settle down with that has gone through that many schlongs. You know what I mean? But on the flip side, I've been there as a man. You're sleeping around and then you find a woman that you want to settle down with and so forth. But like, yeah, I think personally, listen, live and let live, but I personally would I wouldn't bring them home, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you're not going to be telling mammy and daddy or anything how many partners that she's had. But the point you're trying to make is that the girls with the huge big number should keep that to themselves. If they've had a long list of previous partners, they should keep that to themselves.
No, they shouldn't. No, if they want to, if I think the problem here really is stems down to the man. The man's jealousy when they meet a woman. The man is the most inquisitive person, so they meet a partner and they automatically want to know. Listen, how many men were you with? How big was he? Was he better than me there? And the play that'll play on loads of men's minds, and that's insecurity on their behalf. So they're not responsible for that from the woman's point of view. So if you can't handle, if a woman turns around and says, "Look, I've slept with 10 people, and they're bigger than you, a couple of them are better than you." If you can't handle that, then that's your own problem. I'm sure that man has slept with women who are better in bed than his partner. What's the difference in that regard?
I think it's down to, and I said this earlier, I think it's down to men having a fragile ego. I think we all have a very fragile ego, and we just hate to think that that the woman that we're with has been with so many other men who may have been better than us. I think that's what it comes down to. Quick break, back with more of your calls in a sec. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I'll just tell you this story briefly, guys. Dave, I'm going to come to you in a second. I know you're on hold there. Back when we did the nighttime show, we had a girl who used to ring in every night. She was a regular
call. Yes, tell me more about this. You alluded to this earlier on. And
Ruth was her name. And
she was having a root.
No, R-U-T-H, Katie. And her name was Ruth, and she was a lovely girl, great caller.
Sure, you thought so, yeah.
And she ended up mentioning just by mistake one night, we were talking about sexual partners, and she said, my mates have a nickname for me, it's called Ruth 106. And we were like, why, is that the bus you get? And it turned out anyway, she said that she's had 106 previous partners.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the woman who used to masturbate.
Oh, no, not her.
I really want to know more about this.
Well, there's no more to tell. Anyway, Ruth 106 or 108, I think it was. I can't remember what it was. It was either 106 or 108. Anyway, we ended up meeting her one night. We were in Copperface Jackson. She came in. And this girl was a well-spoken, really good-looking girl. But she just loved...
Some people just have daddy issues as well, you know, and issues about being abandoned, and, you know, they'll seek love anywhere.
Oh, Jesus, relax there, Dr. Phil. She didn't have a... Because we asked her why did you feel the need to sleep with over 100 men? And she said, I love sex and I love sex.
Either that or she's lying and she likes the attention. Oh, my guess would be the latter. My guess is that she enjoys the attention, that she'll come on radio and say that out of nowhere and then come and meet you. I think either she wanted one of you in some capacity. I don't know. I don't question people's weird ways and weird fetishes.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine she was lying for male attention.
No, I don't. So you don't believe any woman has over 100 lovers?
Oh, no, I do. But I don't believe any woman goes on the way she does. And I just like sex. I believe that was looking for attention.
I mean, it'd be great to get all the listeners to text in how many previous lovers they have, but I don't think they'd be honest. I mean, say you...
It's an
our buddy Sean Mills. Sean Mills there. Like, what would you say? His hand. After his hand.
I wouldn't even say the five fingers have gone around there. I'd say but probably between the index and the pointer, or the middle finger and the pointer, probably just...
A half a wank, basically. Yeah. So I'm not going to ask you all to... and this
people who are self-possessed, outward sex addicts, I would question the validity of their addiction. I think a lot of people say it because they want attention. They want men to be like, oh, she's a sex addict. Look at her, that fan thing. I'm going to go over there and try some. No, I think some women just love having sex. I do. There's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine. But I think women sometimes go on it about a bit too much because I think they want the male attention.
Okay. You know what I really hate as well? Sorry, David, I am going to come to you in a sec, but this just annoys me. David, who's on Facebook, different David, men who make comments about women's vaginas because they've had a lot of sex. No, they're hilarious. No, they're hilarious if you're 15.
Yeah. No, well, I'm not 15.
And David says, mental age. David says, it's like lobbing a sausage down Grafton Street. Now, David, I'll say something to you. David, your mother gave birth, so her fanny must be like a bookish then as well. Because the thing about a vagina is, if you knew anything about vaginas,
oh,
David,
Jeremy's going to educate us on the female genitalia.
No, this male thing where they think that every woman who's had a lot of sexual partners has a big vagina. Even when you give birth, David, the vagina is it's a miraculous thing, the vagina is. It's a brilliant invention. It goes back to the size that it was beforehand. So regardless of... And saying that, David, if you believe that a woman who's had sex with a lot of men has a vagina the size of Grafton Street, which is quite narrow, actually, by the way, David, then your own missus must have a vagina the size of Grafton
this
Street.
This is a very bizarre rant, Jeremy. I have to
be
honest.
No, because I assume, David, you've had sex with your own partner 3 times a week, every week, since you've known each other. That's a lot of sausage your missus has had. So her vagina is probably like, what's the widest street in Ireland? I don't even know. The point is, it doesn't matter how many dicks a woman has had inside her. Dick is dick, regardless of what it is. So if you think a woman that's had 100 partners has a big wide vagina, any woman, like Katie, you've been having sex with Al for the last so many years. 20 years?
I've never had sex. I'm a virgin.
No, but you have.
I am a virgin.
So, Katie must be like Dunleary Pier at this stage.
I am, actually. The port tunnel. In fact, you know what? I got an eFlow badge down there. So, he got a beep before he can get in there. It's gone so big. No, seriously, on a separate note. This is wonderful. This was wonderful today. You explaining the female vagina and how it really works on the outer part rather than the inner part. So thank you for educating me on the female vagina.
Sorry about that, Dave. I'm sorry you had to hear all that, Dave. But it does just annoy me that men always slag off. Oh, she must have a big fanny. She must have a big
fanny. Jeremy, talking about fannies, I'm both scarred and disturbed.
Okay. Now, Dave, what do you want to say about this?
I'm wearing earphones and hearing Jeremy say vagina repeatedly.
He said vagina about 10
times. Right into my ears.
I have post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah. Jeremy talking about vaginas is like...
I think that killed any chance of me getting a horn for at least a week or two, Jeremy. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I'm trying to defend women here. I'm men, pathetic men who are constantly slagging off women with big vaginas.
Well, they're not men. They're not men. They're little boys. They're immature little boys.
Listeners, sorry, lads. I've just tuned in, and Jeremy's talking about women with a vagina the size of Grafton Street. What is going on? Can you imagine out of context switching on the podcast today?
Yeah, rewind it back. Rewind it back.
About the size of women's genitalia.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Now, what do you make of this, Dave?
Lads that go on like that, and I know lads like that, if you put a fanny in front of them, they wouldn't know what to fucking do with it.
They wouldn't know.
They'd probably get scared and go,
Yeah.
And they would. They go crying home to mammy.
And that's the point I always make. It doesn't matter if a woman has had sex with 150 different men or she's had 150 times sex with the same man.
A penis is a penis,
okay? So there you go. Now, do you think he was right?
Thanks for that biology lesson.
Yeah. Oh, will you actually start doing sex ed lessons on this, Jeremy?
Yes, I will.
You really are. It's like listening to David Attenborough.
Okay, Dave, surely you ran for the hills after finding out that you had over 20 previous lovers.
Well, sure, look, I mean, if that's your personal preference, fair enough. We're all allowed our own preferences. The only thing that annoys the piss out of me about like these types of conversations is like if you feel the same about men and women who sleep around and you've had X amount of sexual partners, fine. But it really fucking annoys me the hypocrisy when a lad goes out in the night out, rides two young ones, he's a fucking legend. Girl goes out and has sex with one guy and she's a bike. Do you know? I mean, historically women have been treated like shit in this country. And it goes to show that women are in a lot of ways are seen as more of a commodity than they are a partner or someone you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Absolutely.
Or,
I agree.
You know, or as equals. Do you know? That's what annoys me. Do you know? And then women are just as bad for doing it as men are. Like, they're just as bad for tearing each other apart. I just see her. She wrote a fella the other week and she doesn't even remember his name. Yeah, by the way, my fella fucking had sex with like eight different women in a porcupine before we got together, but I love it.
I do see. There was a post up on one of the news sites there last week about Jordan. And anytime there's a story up online about Jordan, and it was women as well. She's been rattled more time than a bird's cage and stuff like that. And I'm like, so what? She likes dicks.
Listen,
so what?
People are fucking hilarious. That's all there is to it. People are hilarious. And it might be childish and it might be immature, but you know what? Sometimes it's just funny. Like, we did a topic here last week and this came up again. And there was a woman about having different kids for different men.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, we discuss the size of women's vaginas a lot in this show.
We do talk about big vaginas. We do. Thanks, Dave. We do. Excuse you, what age are you? What age are you?
We do talk about big vaginas.
Yeah, but in fairness, Dave made a lot of sense. We need to stop. We need to stop shaming women who have had a lot of sexual partners until the point that we start shaming men for the same thing. And it's very true what Dave said. If a fella says I had five women at the weekend, legend, absolutely legend. If a woman says that she's a tramp, the likes of Ross, rogered more times than a policeman's radio. I mean, these things are funny, but so what?
No, what's funny is you explaining the film. Can we actually end the show on that lovely... You know, who needs Morgan Freeman reading bedtime stories when you can listen to the podcast of Jeremy talking about white set vaginas?
Well, no. I thought it had to be said because a lot of men are very quick to give out about the size of women's vaginas, and maybe it's your small little dick that's the problem and not her vagina.
I can't believe we are actually talking about this in a very, very serious way.
No, but it annoys me. It annoys me, people judging women who have had a lot of sexual partners, okay? That's all I'm saying, okay?
Did you not say that you wouldn't like a woman who had lots of different kids for different men?
Sonia says, men always go on about the size of their penises, so why can't... us women go on and say how big our vaginas are. Well, I don't think, Sonia, any woman would be happy to admit that she had a wide vagina, okay? Please, if you're listening to this podcast, well, it's at the end of it now, so if you're sending it to your friends, would you tell them this is not for kids? This episode today is for adults only. Can you imagine?
Sorry, JJ, there's a voice note there. Can you just send it on to me, please, really quickly? Thank you.
Well, you have 20 seconds to it. Anyway, thank you all for joining us on Opinions Matter today. And Jeremy should start a side hustle where he reads erotic fiction. She walked into the room. She was gagging for it. Oh no, I don't have a sexy voice.
No, it's not the voice, dude.
Anyway,
it's everything.
Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. Maybe you will want to miss another edition after listening to this. We'll talk to you on the next one. Have a great one. Bye-bye.